Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, it is a monster sports weekend. Sunday, you got your AFC championship game. You got your NFC championship game. Big viewing party at Yamava, the 909 Sports Bar. It's technically Kaplan's event, but me, my not-stepdad Leo, and my mom will be there as well. We're excited for that'll be the NFC championship game early. Don't forget, it is Bud Light Football Friday here on 710, getting you pumped up for what's on tap for NFL Championship Sunday, presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Got to be 21 or older. Please enjoy responsibly. So a little bit earlier this week, we heard a young reporter, talk to Russell Westbrook in the Crypto.com Arena media availability segment. And here's what she sounded like.
Hi, Russell. First of all, congrats on making the 24,000 points mark. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tonight, you used impressive dribbling skills to successfully fake out your opponents multiple times. And in the second quarter, you made a jump shot where your body was turned like 180 degrees away from the basket. It was just an amazing shot. You're always making these spectacular moves with just within a split second. Do you anticipate doing them, or is it just a second nature to you? Like, do you just not even have to think about it?
You know, the way you explain it, you need to be around more often.
Around more often, says Russell Westbrook. And joining us right now is that reporter. It is Julia McIntyre, who is a student at Cal State University Dominguez Hills. Julia, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So tell us about yourself. You're a student at Cal State Dominguez Hills. How long have you been studying all that stuff?
Yeah, so I'm a senior at Dominguez Hills. I'm a journalism major. I want to get into sports journalism. Right now, I'm interning at News for Us Online and also the Compton Bulletin. And the publisher of that, both of them, is Dennis Freeman. So I've been working with him covering the Lakers, and it's been an amazing opportunity. I'm having the time of my life going to these games and being a part of it all. It's been awesome.
So, Julia, I'm sitting here with Ramona Shelburne, who is arguably the most iconic woman in sports reporting. Ramona Shelburne is a huge deal, and I've known her for many years. And Ramona, what advice do you have for Julia?
My advice is always to remember that when you're talking to someone, you're talking to a person.
Mm.
A lot of times, reporters get in the room and they just kind of ask questions and forget that they're talking. Like, I thought what you did with Russ was very personal. Like, you showed him that you watched the game, you showed him that you were paying attention, and you asked him a personal question. Like, is that something that was a very inside the game kind of question? Are you an instinctual player? Or are you planning this out? And I think that makes a difference. Like, people can tell if you're talking to them like a person or if you're just trying to get them to give a soundbite. Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that, for, explaining that it was personable, because I just think that these athletes sometimes get a bit more negative feedback than necessary. And I just wanted to go into it with a different perspective, and, they deserve some positive feedback every once in a while, even when they do lose the game. And, I was impressed with him Tuesday night, and just like any other game I see him playing in. And, he came up on those 24,000 points, so, it was awesome to be a part of that. And, I was very impressed with him.
So how many Laker games have you covered?
So I've been to 4. And that was my 3rd game that I covered. So it was just a crazy experience. And the first game I was there too, I actually interviewed LeBron as well. And it's just been insane, you know.
You don't get intimidated when you talk to big stars like that?
I was definitely starstruck, you know, talking to LeBron and Russell as well.
What did you ask LeBron?
I asked how he felt when, you know, he was making a free throw and the entire arena was screaming MVP and just chanting him on. And I really just wanted to know how that energy played into his game and how that made him feel. It's just awesome being a part of it and being able to ask these awesome athletes these questions.
Where do you see yourself going in your career? I know you're reporting now. Where do you see yourself going?
Hopefully, in the sports journalism career, I will, you know, I would love to continue covering LA teams, as, you know, I'm from here, and you know, it's definitely exciting to have that aspect, you know, just turn that into a career when you grow up watching these athletes and, you know, cheering for your LA teams, and you know, it's awesome. But you know, I'll be satisfied writing about any sports in general, but yeah, hopefully sticking around in the sports journalism community.
That's great. You know, Julia, we've got a really good sports internship here that you would be perfect for. Greg Bergman's awesome. The guy that can coordinate that. You'd be fantastic for it. It's a paid internship. A lot of the guys that work here, a lot of the people that work here wind up staying with the company. Like, we've got multiple guys that stay with the company. Have you ever done a podcast, ever try anything like that?
Only for school. So just, only for my professors to see. But, that would be awesome to get a part of also, you know, get all the multimedia journalism under my belt, as, you know, that's definitely where the industry is going.
So Julia, yeah. I got a favor to ask. So okay. I do the show normally every day with a guy named John Ireland. The show is Mason and Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And Ireland had this idea, and I want to plan it with you. He wants you to come on our show and interview us. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I would love to do that.
Okay. We're going to plan that out. Ireland's on the road this week, but the week after that is when, and so that gives you plenty of time to prepare. You can do your research on Ireland and whatever research on me. It'll be casual, it'll be loose, but you're going to run the show and do the interview of us. Momo?
Can you ask Steve Mason a question right now, just having observed him in this 10-minute interview?
Yeah, how long have you been taking edibles for, Steve?
Yeah!
Oh, so good.
You have just won
great.
Me over for
that
good.
That was good. You might have got me with that one, too.
Won
that
me
good.
Over for good, Julia. Good for you. You have, you know, do you realize how many good. Times we played your Russell Westbrook thing this week?
You know, yeah, I mean, I've been seeing it everywhere, and it's just a dream. I'm still in shock. It's insane.
Yeah, and by the way, only since my 20s. Julia, listen, you're a delight. Oh, we appreciate you coming on. That was a brilliant first question for me, and we look forward to doing a full interview with you, me, and John week after next, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much all for right. having me, guys.
How long have you been taking
wow.
edibles?
I put her right on the spot, and she nailed that.
Nailed that!
Wow!
Good for her.
You know what? I was not expecting that, because the image that I have of her from that question and also from our interview mm-hmm. is that she's very genuine and sincere and cares about the positivity in the game and the players.
Yes.
And then she just came straight out with that.
That's great.
That was good.
That is
that
great.
That was good.
Good for her. Was that not Jorge? She nailed
that
it,
was,
didn't
that
she?
That was funny. That
oh,
was awesome.
That's not what I was expecting.
It was, yeah.
Not what I was expecting.
That was good.
All right. So, Momo, I got a question for you when
okay.
we come back.
Okay.
Think about this. Greatest event you've ever covered. Single greatest event you've ever covered. Don't answer.
Okay.
Hold that. We'll do that coming up next for you. Plus, do you know who Maria Kondo is?
I've heard the name.
She's that lady who tells you how to organize your house and what sparks
joy.
Your joy and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
So she's turned over a new leaf. I'll explain what that means coming up
really?
Next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Yeah, how long have you been taking edibles for, Steve?
Yeah! How about that?
Yeah, she just came with that one.
So I think she shows real promise, Bergman.
Yes, she does. So we're all set up with her now. So she's going to come in February 7th. She's going to come in February 7th, sometime between 3 and 3:30.
Okay.
And she's going to interview you, John, and Michael Thompson will probably be here too.
Oh, nice.
So she can interview all three of you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And she'll do it in studio with us because she's going to the Laker game that same night.
Okay, hard-hitting questions like, when did you start taking edibles? She nailed that.
That was funny.
She nailed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, how long have you been taking edibles for, Steve?
Way to go, Julia McIntyre, Cal State University, Dominguez Hills,
like,
and
I
she'll
put her
be with
on
us
the
week
spot.
After next. I know.
On the spot.
And she shined.
Yeah.
Yeah, she nailed it. She nailed it. So, Momo, I came across this story of a guy from Detroit who has covered every single Super Bowl from the beginning.
Wow.
And finally, his streak is coming to an end. His name is Jerry Green. He began covering the Super Bowl in 1967. He's a Detroit News reporter. And he will not cover because he's getting older and can't, but has attended and reported on every Super Bowl. Have you done Super Bowls?
Nope. Never.
Have you ever wanted to?
Not really.
No?
I mean, yeah, maybe when I was like younger, but now I just think it sounds like a, if there was a team that I, if I was covering the NFL, of course I would.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know, it just kind of seems like a big scene now.
Yeah, I covered 4 or 5 Super Bowls, and then I lucky to be a fan at a
yeah.
few of the
I think I'd rather
last
go as a fan.
Few years. Yeah, yeah. What's the greatest event that you've ever, by the way,
event.
Bergman, have you ever covered the Super Bowl?
So I've never went to a Super Bowl, but I went to the Super Bowl to Radio Row in,
yeah.
when they was in New York.
Okay.
What was that, Seattle and Denver?
I yeah, Seattle at Denver.
Where
that
would
have
game.
Been the time that
there was a
they
safety.
Snapped the ball right over
yeah.
Peyton Manning's head. I remember that play.
Safety, that was a crazy.
Wasn't that the very first play?
That was the very
from
first
scrimmage?
Play. I was out. I was going to go with a girlfriend of mine at the time. She was like, just give me 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, nothing happens at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I missed the whole freaking game.
Snapped it right over Peyton's
that was it.
Head.
That was the end
was
of the
game. Ball
game.
It was over after
I
that.
I missed the freaking game.
Corey, what about you? Ever cover a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, Super Bowl, no. I got Carlo asked me if I wanted to help out this last one, but I was like, nah. I'd rather watch
Why were you nah?
Nah, just like one more. Like, it's no.
No. It's, it is.
If it's the Niners, maybe.
It's gigantic. That won't happen. It's gigantic. Not since what, 19? No, no. Haven't won since 94, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's been a long yeah. time for the Niners.
Wow.
Yeah. Momo, what's the biggest event you've ever covered?
Covered or attended? Because
it's
different.
Well, let's do both. Covered okay. first.
Covered, I would, I mean, I guess. Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
In what, 2010?
10 and when the Cavs won.
When they came
seven.
Back from 3-1.
Yeah, that was an amazing
yeah,
game 7.
Yeah, that's an amazing
the
one.
The chase down block and the Kyrie shot. That was, like, in terms of tension and what is on the line in a game 7, that was the biggest. I think, actually, the up there on the in, like, the top 5,
mm-hmm.
USC Texas in the Rose Bowl.
That's a
that was a big one.
An amazing game. Now, were you a fan or were you a reporter? You were working.
I was a reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the field because it was at the end of the game. You go down in college football, you go down from the press box down to the field with like 2 or 3 minutes remaining because otherwise you won't be able to get into the locker room because there's a million fans. And so I was on the field when Vince Young scores and then when the Bush.
We were at that game. That game was so amazing.
That was crazy.
It was such a picturesque day at the Rose Bowl. I don't generally like getting to and getting out of the Rose Bowl, but when the game is right, it's a really spectacular place to see a game.
The biggest event I have ever been to is the Olympics in Beijing. I went to the Bird's Nest for a couple track and field things.
Yeah.
And I got to see Usain Bolt one time, and that was like...
Yeah.
That was like you just witnessed one of the greatest athletes you will ever see.
Yeah. I saw Usain Bolt run in Rio, which was his last Olympics.
That was awesome.
And the great thing about him is some athlete, and I don't understand why this is, but some Olympic athletes blow off reporters. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is your one moment of your entire career where everybody wants to talk to you. Enjoy it. And some athletes are like, I'm not doing radio. Right. I'm not doing. Usain Bolt did everybody's interview. Just ate it up, loved it, gave everybody exactly what they were looking for. I'm a huge Usain Bolt fan for that. Yeah.
Because you know what? He really was the most sought-after interview there. I mean, I guess Michael Phelps, right?
Oh, yeah, Michael Phelps,
Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt. But for him to have that personality. And he was just, like, you know when you're watching something, you're like, I will never see somebody this incredible again. Like, this is superhuman.
Yep.
Like, when he ran the 100 in Beijing and just broke the world record by a lot.
Yep.
That was amazing.
So that was the biggest event you've ever...
Attended,
and the biggest event you've ever covered is, like,
Finals Game 7,
yeah. Bergman, what about you? What
the biggest event? Well, I mean, the Super Bowl was the biggest thing I've ever covered, but the World Series Game 7 against Houston was...
The biggest
game that I've ever...
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
LAFC's first championship was a big one.
Tell you what.
That was a good one.
That was.
First championship, first new team, you know.
This last year, right?
Yeah,
the last year. The game was unbelievable. You got to be on the field for that
and
game.
And on the locker room with champagne and everything. It was dope.
That's
it was
amazing.
It was fun.
I think the biggest event I've ever... Well, Olympics are like the biggest event that I have gotten to cover in my... There's something about being at the Olympics. People now kind of mock the Olympics and slough off the Olympics and all that stuff. I'm telling you, when you're there and you're in it and it's like one big story happening all around you, it's an amazing experience. But I think the biggest thing I've ever covered was I was on the field for the David Tyree catch in that Super Bowl where the Giants beat the undefeated Patriots.
That was big.
Mike Tirico was doing a radio postgame show. And I was on with Mike from down on the field.
You were like a sideline reporter?
They gave me a phone. They said, go out in the field, talk to some people, and then talk to Mike. So I was on with Mike during the radio postgame for that Super Bowl. It was actually Amanda Brown was there also.
Wow.
She was also running around in the field. But that was like...
Steve Mason, sideline reporter.
We never...
Let's go down to the field for Steve Mason.
Yeah, how about that? I remember.
Can you recreate
I remember
one
getting
of your hits?
Spike Lee on the show. I was taking the phone and holding it back and forth with Spike Lee. It was really
cool. It always cracks me up when people... When, like, you do something that's totally in a different way than we know you.
Right.
Like, we all know you as the culture pop guy... And Steve Mason, and you're a little, you know, this is where you can really let your hair down.
Yeah, right, okay? Right. This but is then, just like,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. I mean, you're great at this.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, no, I love
but
this.
But then when you have to be like, buttoned up Steve Mason hosting the...
Okay, so we actually have a clip of me being buttoned up and completely not like this Steve Mason.
Okay, let me hear
working in Salt Lake in 2002.
Falling back to third. Jim Shea of the United States oscillating too much in these turns. Jim Shea of the United States back into second, trailing by only 1/100 of a second through turn number 15. Jim Shea, can he pick up enough speed? Yes, he does. 51.07, Jim Shea of the United States was ragged, but he has won the gold medal in the men's skeleton. His father is celebrating.
Awesome.
That's a career
really
highlight.
Call.
That's
yeah,
a career highlight.
I agree.
So years later, so I was working for NBC, I think in Athens, 2 years later. And David Neal was the big producer guy who was running the Olympics for NBC. And he was talking about the enthusiasm level that he wanted everybody to have and to bring the urgency and the excitement. And he said he started playing calls. Like, these are the kinds of calls we love. And they played my Luge call. And I was like, oh.
That's awesome.
I was sitting next to Jim Lampley, and Lampley looks over at me and he's like, I can't believe they're playing your clip. But so, it was good work. I love
it. But I mean,
that.
It's like out of context.
Like Cappy doing sidelines for Westwood One.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. I mean, Cappy's a goofball. Yeah. But when it's time to button it up and do it, he's great at it. Great
every
at it.
Once in a while, I have to go be a serious reporter on television.
Yes.
I have to be live on the scene.
Yes.
I can't even do it. I'm looking at you like I can't get into
that mode right now.
That mode.
Is it looking at me that's screwing it up?
No, he's like, it's looking at me. Goofing off.
Yeah, goofing off. Exactly. Well, it is. It is effing Friday.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Yes.
George Kittle drop is pretty
good. George Kittle drop, I love. You heard what song is stuck in my head this week?
And let's hear
by
it.
The way, happened today. I go on my walk. Oh, let me ask you something about a walk.
Yeah.
So I walked in my neighborhood. I walk in my neighborhood every day. And
morning walk?
Morning okay. walk. Yeah,
I'm a nighttime walker.
I've cranked in how many steps? 6,600 steps. Not bad. So don't me. It says 6,600 steps. So walking through the neighborhood, I say good morning to everybody. Good morning. Okay. Morning.
Yeah.
Only about
good
half
afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Only about half the people respond.
Really?
Morning.
Do they have earbuds in?
Morning. Just nothing.
Like, what time of day is this?
Like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. You should be awake.
Yeah, morning. They're out walking their dogs.
Like, I can
see
it like 6:30 in the morning. Like, hey, come on, buddy.
Yeah,
just
no.
Woke up here.
Morning. You would think if somebody says morning, don't you say morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it. It's like in the hall. Say, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
And they don't say anything back. It's like, how you doing, man?
What's wrong with
people? What's up, man? What's wrong with people? Yeah. Why are people so impolite?
What about a wave?
It's
Do you
Los
get
Angeles.
A wave?
It's Los Angeles. We're allowed to be friendly in Los Angeles.
But people aren't Los Angeles and are not
Especially
friendly
at
in Los Angeles.
10 o'clock in the morning.
That's I don't like believe that
you
people...
You have no reason to be upset at 10 o'clock
in the
morning.
Is your assertion that people in Los Angeles are not friendly?
Yes.
I found completely the opposite to be the case.
Well, you just told the whole story how no one responds to you.
Half
you say,
the people don't respond. I don't know what's wrong with the people in my neighborhood.
So when I lived in Hawaii, every single person would go, how's it? How's it? Every single person you walk by says hello. Without fail.
And you always respond.
And you always respond. Yes.
Yeah. I don't get responding. The guy in the hall. The guy in the hall that just went to the. He's walking to the can, and I'm walking to the can. I said, "How's it going, man?" Nothing. Not a damn thing. Huh. I'm like, "What's wrong with you?"
And you're trying to say that people in LA are nice?
My experience of people, with the exception of this, is that LA
Except
people
for everybody
are nice.
You just
I lived
talked
in
about.
New. I lived in New York, man. F you was hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon is right.
Well, I never.
Just let one fly and you'll be smiling pretty soon.
Like this. Good afternoon.
You know it's overrated.
What's that?
Being neat. I will explain what I mean coming up next.
Okay.
Don't forget. Oh, we got Game of Games coming up. It is Jorge's game. I've actually got a chance to win this month. It's worth 2 points, and I am near the top of the standings. I have never won a month of Game of Games by myself as sole winner. I've tied once, but I've never won solo. So this is my
it's
month.
It's kind of embarrassing for
you're,
you.
No, it's not.
I mean, you're on the show every day.
Who am I, Ireland? I'm not like so...
like, I just parachute in.
I'm not willing it's to Google or cheat at the score or any of the things. Don't
what are you
me.
What are you trying to say there?
Don't me. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Momo, you know what good afternoon means, right?
I do, yes. It's what you did on the live stream to Jorge.
Correct. Good afternoon. Exactly, yeah. If you haven't seen the movie Spirited, it's very funny. So, all right. Marie Kondo. Do you remember this person?
Yeah, she had a moment.
So she is one of those. She's the person who said, she did a show where she said, okay, take all your clothes out of your closet, put them on your bed, and then say, what sparks my joy? Yeah. And only put the stuff that sparks your joy back into the closet.
Yeah.
She was in the business of tidying up.
Yeah. She also came out with a whole line of organizing stuff that you can buy and looks nice.
Okay.
monetized it.
This is from Business Insider. Marie Kondo says she's given up on tidying up her home.
Wow.
She says she's done with constantly keeping the house neat. She says after three kids, she's kind of given up on constantly tidying up.
Yeah.
She spent years and built her career around advocating for spotless homes. What do you think of Marie Kondo? This is like her whole act. She's given it up. She's no longer a neat person.
I completely relate to this.
Yeah.
Now that I have two kids.
I
mean, I've been working with an organizer for about a year.
A year?
And we basically do a couple hours at a time. We're going through the garage. We're going through my stuff, my closet. And a lot of it is like the initial stuff took, you know, a few sessions.
Right.
But I won't do anything unless she's with me. Like, you can't, Marie Kondo will say like, okay, here's your homework assignment. Go do it.
Yes.
And I'm like, nope. Not doing it unless I'm paying someone to be there with me while I do it.
Wow.
And you do, because it's just the worst thing to have to do. I could work on it for like an hour, but like, you know, if I find that also the maintenance is a lot of work. Like she comes, sometimes I'll just have her come over. I'm not even home. I'm like, can you just put the kitchen back in order?
Wow.
Yeah. Because she's organized it in a certain way. And then it's just with life and kids and this and that and yada, yada, yada. It just takes so much to keep it up.
So I'm responsible for my stuff at the house. Like my closet I own, which is a disaster.
Is it a bog?
There's stuff just shoved into it. Like there's a pile of Laker stuff. There's a pile of Dodger stuff. Yeah. There's a pile of Ram stuff. None of it's folded. It's all just sort of stuffed in.
I understand.
The rest of the house is impeccable because Juan takes care of that. So, he's money when it comes to that. But Bergman, how neat is your apartment?
It is neat now. It was not neat maybe 3 weeks ago. I went on a whole massive binge and cleaned everything.
Did you?
But, I went into my shower and like was putting bleach on it and stuff and like trying to get all
What about organization of things?
Yeah, my closet's a mess.
Yeah, mine is too.
See, what happens is if you work with, like, if I gave you my organizer's number, okay, you would spend 4 to 5 hours on, like, a whatever day. And because you have to pay for it, you're going to do it, right? Like, you're not going to pay somebody and then not do it. And you feel stupid about that.
See, I don't think I feel like paying an organizer.
But when you do it, then there's an underlying organization.
It's like having a trainer. At the gym.
That's right.
Like, once you have a commitment, I'm going to go to the gym.
I'm going to go to the gym.
I have to work with this trainer, and if I stiff him, then I'm not going to, I have to pay him anyway.
Yeah, stupid. And so, and the other thing about the organizer is that once you have a level of organization, like there's a place for everything, yes, things get out of control, but at least it's easier to put it back together.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when it gets so out of control, you can't, even if you do what Greg did, you go on a binge, you know, you get it looking okay, but it just falls apart real fast again.
Right.
It's too much work. But if you have an underlying organization and you just go, plus it's actually kind of fun. Like I had a whole reason for doing it is that when we were having the second kid, I had to like really convert a bunch of rooms.
Right.
I had to like clean out one room and move all that stuff from one room so I could make a room for the baby. You know, there was a lot of things. There was a reason I did it.
Sure.
And I really feel good. Now, my house is not like neat. It's still like, it looks like two little boys live there.
Right, sure. Well, I mean, you've got it. Yeah, I mean, I don't
but
have kids running
around. But
at least
it's not like crazy now.
Yeah.
There's a level of functionality.
Jorge, how's your house? Is it neat?
Yeah, we try to keep it.
Are you the person or Brenda the person or is it teamwork?
Teamwork, and then we just cleaned everything up too after Christmas, put all the Christmas stuff away, and then with all the toys, the baby, you know, my thing.
Yeah, right.
Like, it was all over the place, so we just kind of, you know, we're showing her how to be neat and keep things in certain places.
Who does the dishes in your house? Is it you or Brenda?
The dishwasher.
Oh, the dishwasher.
Seriously,
yeah.
I leave them in the morning, and then that's it.
Do you rinse them up beforehand? I heard you don't have to rinse them before.
No, a little bit, maybe.
A little.
And then just
who does the laundry?
I do, and it's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah, everything's 50-50?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll do the laundry. She'll fold it.
I'd say my house is 65-35.
All
right. Okay.
It's an estimate.
Yeah. I also feel really productive.
What's Nevin do? Does Nevin do stuff?
Nevin does a lot of stuff. Yeah. He's really, Nevin's like our our house. He like runs the house. Like we always say, like I'm the producer, he's the director.
Oh, okay.
Like I come up with the big picture things of like, hey, let's convert this room and let's get this, and then, and he's like schedules somebody to come do it and
right.
organize it, and he makes sure like, you know, the kids get picked up from school and stuff. And
I always think of Juan as kind of like yeah. The CEO of Steve Mason Inc.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about the same.
The executive producer of
yes.
life.
Yes. There was
everybody
one...
needs somebody like that.
Or
unless you're one of those people.
Yeah, that's right. So the best way to describe our dynamic sometimes is there was one time when my check engine light came on or something. And I told my dad about it.
Yep.
And I didn't have time. I was too busy doing whatever. And the car was fine. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. And then the car didn't work. Like one day just didn't start. I probably should have taken it in.
Yeah.
And I called Nevin and Inca. And I go, yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's like the starter maybe or whatever. I go, the check engine light came on a while ago. And he goes, well, why didn't you tell me that? I would have taken care of that for you. And I go, well, I told my dad. And he goes, well, that's not the same thing.
Right.
And he goes, from now on, your job is to always tell me things like that. And my job is going to be to make sure that you don't get stranded
right,
on the
sure,
side of the road.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, that's good.
Yeah. Greg, who's the executive producer of your life?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Riley, really. Whatever Riley says.
Riley, exactly.
Yeah, whatever Riley says goes.
Yeah. let me circle back to this because we've got wagers out for it's Bud Light Football Friday on 710 ESPN. We're getting everybody pumped for what's on tap for NFL Championship Weekend. It's presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Got to be 21. Please enjoy responsibly. So the most recent lines for Sunday's game. The early game is the NFC Championship, and the Eagles are opened as a 1.5-point favorite, and it's moved to 2.5.
Oh.
Kansas City started as a 2.5-point favorite, and it has moved to 2 points. So
they've moved down.
They've moved down just a little, just a little. Patrick Mahomes hasn't scared everybody off.
And also the
he
legend of Joe
like
Burrow.
Walking around, okay.
The legend, you know.
Yeah.
The legend of Joe Burrow.
Burrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, I think he's also got this, he delivers. He's Joe Cool.
He is cool. He's got such a swagger about it. And it's not like, it's effortless swagger. Like,
right.
He's not trying. There's just a certain attitude with him.
Yeah, it's an attitude. It's a look.
It's
the
a
hoodie.
Look.
It's the
process. The walk-off interview last week where it was going to be at Atlanta maybe, and he said, get those refunds out.
Yeah, just says stuff like
just
that.
Just says stuff like that.
Yeah.
When is how big is the window for this team? As long as I'm here, the window is open.
He just says it.
Yeah, just says it. I like that.
He's not doing it to be like a cocky or anything. He just really believes
it. I think
it.
Of the four teams, who are you rooting for to win the Super Bowl? I know who Jorge is, but
who would I like to see win the Super Bowl?
I have no dog in the fight, right? I have no. The Rams aren't in it, so. Mm-hmm. But who would you like to see win?
I'd like to see the Eagles win.
The Eagles?
Yeah. I like the Eagles.
See, they've had one more recently. They had the Nick Foles Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Jalen Hurts. I just like his story.
Oh, he's amazing.
You know the way he got passed up there at Alabama, taken out in the middle of the game.
Yep.
They put Tua in. He transfers to Oklahoma. Nobody took him seriously as an NFL quarterback, and he just worked on himself.
Second round pick.
Yeah. I like his story.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is like the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Heisman.
Bergman, who are you actually rooting for? If I say, what's going to make you happy? What team winning is going to make you happy?
I mean, I don't really have a dog in any of these. I don't really like any of them. But I think overall, I think the Bengals would probably be who I want to win. They haven't won in, have they ever won?
That's part of it. They've never won a Super Bowl.
I do really like Patrick Mahomes, too. I think he seems like he's a KC, really fun guy to watch play. But it's hard for me to root for the, I like Mahomes, but it's, as a Raider fan, it's just a little hard for me to.
He also
for the
won
Chiefs.
One already.
Yeah, he won.
He won one already.
Yeah.
You got a little
rivalry. Jalen Hurts.
I'm rooting for Cincinnati.
Yeah. Okay. Cincinnati.
Because the Eagles, the Eagles just won.
Yeah.
And they've been
the
spoiled
special,
lately by winning. Yeah. They've done really well lately.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm rooting for Cincinnati, and I like Joe Burrow's attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, you're an Ohio guy too.
Yeah. And yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cincinnati is. More West Virginia than it is Ohio.
I get it.
You actually fly into West Virginia when you really? Go to Cincinnati, yeah.
It's actually in West Virginia?
Yeah.
Not Kentucky.
Oh, you know what? It actually is Kentucky. I'm totally screwed up. Yeah, you're right. You fly into Kentucky.
I was trying to be nice about it.
Oh, no, just say it. You screwed up.
That's what the show's all about.
Yeah,
hey, same thing with Kansas City, right? It's like in Missouri, not in Kansas, like people
yeah.
think. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah Kansas City's
and there
in
actually
Missouri.
Is like a Kansas City, Kansas, too, right. but
there
it's
There is, but
smaller.
It's
smaller.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, exactly. That is weird.
But yeah, Cincinnati, you fly into Kentucky.
Yeah.
And culturally, I think Cincinnati is a lot more like Kentucky than it is the rest of Ohio.
Go. There you go.
It's like Kentucky
but
adjacent.
But your metaphor of West Virginia worked the same.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was okay.
You know, you're the only one that noticed.
Like when they say LA Galaxy, but they're in Carson.
Shots.
Wow.
Shots
Jorge.
Fired.
Jorge, yeah. I feel like you've, yeah.
Jorge's like, got an edge about him today. Good afternoon.
Come at me.
It's the glasses.
Yeah, good afternoon.
He's got those Julio Urias glasses on, and he's like.
That's it, closer, baby.
Okay.
Doesn't he look like he's coming in to close?
Yeah. All right, coming up next, it's Jorge's game. The score is favorable to me at the moment. I am actually, am I winning, Bergman? Is that
you
right?
You are. So you have four. Jorge and me have three. Ireland has two. Jacob has two. Pepe has two. Michael has one. And Shidano has one.
I don't have any.
No, you don't have any.
You haven't been here enough in
January. You
haven't
been here this month. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is my month.
I think I was here a couple times. I definitely didn't win, though.
They call me Mr. January.
No, they don't.
I'm winning game.
Is that what you want to be? You want to be Mr. January?
Mr. January.
If you win, I'll make sure we play that in the open. Yeah.
All right. Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. Momo in for John. 710 ESPN. Yes, they do call me Mr. January. I have a lead in Game of Games with just a couple of days left.
In the heat of the night.
Mason 4, Jorge 3, Bergman 3, Ireland 2, Jacob 2, Pepe 2, Michael 1, Sedano 1. And it is Jorge's game today. Jorge, what are we dealing with?
All right, so I want to thank Funchy and Cody for helping me come up with this one.
Okay.
So we have an honor system here, right?
Yes.
And we love snacks. Yeah. So I took 10 different snacks from there. This is a name, you know, what do we call it? What's the price, fool?
What's the price,
Well, that's what's
price, fool?
So okay. We're going to go closest without going over.
What's the price, and fool?
Is it based off what's in the machine?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you scan it, you get the price.
Everything's so much food from there, and I have no idea what anything
costs.
Damn.
Yeah, so closest without going over, and just to not go in, you know, $20 or whatever, everything's under $5. So stay within that $5.
Okay, got it.
So we're going to
name is your buzzer?
No.
Everybody's going to get a crack at this.
Yeah. All right, so the Welch's fruit snacks. How much do you guys think that is? Welch's fruit snacks.
Who goes first?
Who goes first?
Closest without going over?
Yeah,
closest first? Without going over.
All right, go ahead, Mace.
Let's just do closest.
$1.50.
Closest, okay. We'll
Let's just do closest.
Okay, cool.
Well, then you're going to have numbers.
No, closest without going over.
Yeah.
All right, well, then we're all going to.
No, we are.
The order is going to matter here.
Try it.
We'll
Mama. Yeah.
$1.51.
Oh.
Okay.
See why?
Oh, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay, you're right.
Closest. Yeah, because then it's going to, yeah. Okay, she's right.
I proved my point.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, closest.
Okay, $1.99.
$1.99. Okay, Bergman.
All right, I'm going to say, we have to do this strategically for Laura, $2.87.
Okay. $2.87 and Laura.
$2.49.
$2.49. Laura got it on the money.
Because I bought them.
All right, Laura's on the board.
I knew they
$2.50 for like a couple of gummies.
It's
$2.49. It's actually pretty good. Yeah,
decent sized bag.
All right, here goes. Big size of Skittles. The big bag.
The big Skittles.
Big Skittles.
Large.
All right, Momo.
I'm gonna say $3.99.
Okay.
Bergman.
$2.69.
Laura?
Okay, Laura?
Okay, I've actually not bought these, but I'm going to go with $4.87.
Okay, Mace?
$4.87.
That's so random.
I know.
I'm going to go with $3.49.
Ooh, Mason, $3.89.
Yeah. Wait, I'm closer.
$3.99
is closer.
$3.99 goes over. Closer.
But no, you're allowed to go. It's just closest.
It's just
closest.
It's just closest. Okay. So Momo's good.
Sorry, Mr. January.
January, look at
the girls are on the board.
Yeah, exactly. Girls on the board. All right, here we go. Next one, Cheez-Its. The little bag of Cheez-Its.
A little bag of Cheez-Its.
God, I love Cheez-Its.
I did.
Who goes first?
I go first.
We start with Bergman.
$1.49.
Okay.
Okay. Lar?
Damn. That's what I was going to say. $1.48.
Okay. Well, if it's lower, I'm screwed.
I am going to go with $2.25.
2.25 and Momo.
$2.
$2 and it's that, 139. So that
oh,
is,
Laura.
Yeah.
Laura, do you visit the honor?
I do. I do. But see, at least you guys know that I pay for my snacks. So y'all know I'm not stealing no snacks.
Yeah. So people know we've got like we don't have a vending machine. We've got everything set out, and you're allowed to take it, and then you pay. But some people we know of, like Janice Garcia, have taken stuff.
That is true, though.
Yeah. Taking stuff without paying.
That's funny.
You got to scan it. It's like one of
those
things.
It's a whole
thing. Okay, so it's Lara's got two.
Okay.
Momo's got one.
All right, cool. Bergman over here peeking at my paper. Look.
Oh.
Bergman.
Pulling in Ireland.
Get out of there.
All right, what's the next one?
Next one, Jorge.
Next one. Fake, those fake Twinkies that we have here. Not
Twinkies. Oh, gross.
Fake Twinkies.
Fake Twinkies. I think you're first, Lara.
Lara, you're first.
That is disgusting. That should be zero, but let's go with... $1.89.
$1.89,
okay. To me, I will say $1.49.
Okay, Momo?
$2.19.
$2.19, and Greg?
Sorry, Laura, $1.88.
Oh! Laura, $1.89. She wins. It's $1.99 for the price.
Oh, yeah! What did she say?
$1.89.
Those things look disgusting, by the way.
They're dry.
Okay, Laura.
You had one, didn't you?
Cleaning up here.
Oh, I haven't. No.
Laura, 3. Momo, 1. Me and Bergman.
I feel some
nothing.
Type of way that I'm winning this game.
Come on, January.
Mid-January.
Come on, Enero. All right, here we go. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, I got this.
Oh, this isn't even fair. Laura's got it. You know, she buys it all the time.
To me, $1.99.
Wait, which bag? There's two.
No, just I only saw one bag of Flaming Hots, not the munchies, just the Flaming
big
Hots.
Big one or little one?
Yeah, there's a big and a little one.
Oh, my gosh, she knows both.
whatever, just the big one, I guess.
Okay.
Momo?
$1.69.
Okay.
Norman? $1.69.
I need to do something. We just gotta get it right on the dot. $2.49.
All right.
$2.99.
She knows.
Greg got it. $2.49.
That is not true. I paid $2.99 for it the other day.
I scanned it this morning.
She lost
you
point.
Lost a point.
Oh, she goes down.
No complaining. Yeah. All right. So it is Laura 2 because she was docked a point. Bergman 1. Momo 1. Me. Nothing.
I got 6 more.
You're gonna
more.
Get there. How many you're gonna guys get there. Let's go. Let's go fast.
Let's do two more.
Two more. All right. The tuna
no,
sandwich.
No. We gotta do at least 3 so you have a chance to win.
I'm not John Ireland.
You're not fighting back.
Right, tuna sandwich.
All right. Tuna sandwich.
Who's next?
We'll start with
Bergman or Momo. Momo.
$3.19.
$3.19. Okay.
Bergman.
It's right around there. $3.20.
Come on!
I think it's to me!
Laura?
Over. If anything lower, it's you.
$4.20.
Yes, guys!
Nice.
Want to get high?
And Mace.
You want to get high?
$4.25.
$4.25. Mace is the closest. $4.31
is the closest. Oh. All right, so it is Laura 2, Bergman 1, Momo 1, Mason 1.
Okay. Hey, Mace.
So somebody other than Laura has to
get this. For this to make.
All right, the last one then.
Okay.
The Monster Energy Drink.
Oh, I'm
How
screwed.
Much do you guys think that is?
Okay.
Okay, we start with Laura because she's got the lead.
Go ahead, Laura.
$3.89.
It's a pretty good guess. I've never had one.
Monster Energy Drink.
I haven't had one since high school.
I'm going to go with $3.49.
$3.49?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mama.
$2.99.
$2.99 and...
Oh, do I want to go higher or lower than you? I'm going to go higher. $3.99,
and it is $4.43. Greg gets that. Greg gets the point.
So we got a tie between Greg and Laura.
Okay.
Right, and sudden death.
Come on, Laura.
Come
on, Laura.
I'm okay with you winning this one because it's about food.
Here we go.
Okay.
The Body Armor energy drink.
Oh,
Body
I'm still armor. Screwed.
Ooh.
How much is that?
Here, I'll go first this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Body Armor energy drink. Actually, Momo probably knows this one.
I get this one a lot.
$3.69.
Okay.
Okay, Laura.
It's an interesting. $3.89.
Greg gets it. It's $2.34.
Let's go. I take the lead on Mace.
Cheap.
It's not that big.
Oh, it's
not kind of small big. Size.
At the stores are like three something.
Yeah,
right?
They're more.
All right,
yeah.
Greg gets 2 points.
Cool. Congrats, Greg.
Greg gets 2 points. Thank
you. You can take the one. The
fist bump. Sister January, how did you let this happen?
So now I'm trying.
He's on a diet. He doesn't know the snacks.
I'm Mr. Mid-January. Mr. Mid-January. Late
See,
January,
like that was important for you to hold off, Greg. You should have played defense.
I wanted Laura to win.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted me to win too.
Yeah, I couldn't have taken away a point. All right, it is time right now.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, Game of Games brought to you by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Hit the Super Stager. That's a Friday love boat. What is going on, guys? Shidano, Cappy, what's happening?
What's up?
Mace.
Yo.
Can we have a serious conversation for a moment?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Fine.
Hi, Momo.
If you want to air this out on the air, go ahead and do it.
Hi, Momo.
Wow, I'm like uncomfortable. I'm nervous for what's coming next.
I'm totally making this up.
Yeah. But Momo, do you know that Mace and I and Rachel and Juan, the four of us.
I heard about this.
And throw in another couple that I'm bringing because, you know, just to.
You're bringing another couple?
That's right. That's right.
All right.
He's bringing in a buffer couple just in case.
Right. Is it somebody from the Cappy Cast?
No, it's not the Cappy Cast. No, this is not the Cappy Cast.
I heard you snuck a bunch of people into the box from the Cappy Cast over at the Lakers game.
Well, now when you say snuck, what do you mean?
Well, you were not. My understanding is you were not transparent about it. You asked for tickets and then you didn't say who they were for. Is that what was going on?
Not exactly.
Asked him who are you going with, and he mentioned one person and omitted the rest of the group.
Well, just go back to the beginning though, Mace. I went and requested tickets, mm-hmm. and the person who's in control of the tickets didn't say, "Well, who are you bringing?" They said,
"No, but
we asked you." Right, and then George asked me, and then I told George one of my five friends who's a comedian. And that's where George stopped digging. I mean, I don't know what kind of journalism this is.
Here's the other part, which I completely forgot about yesterday. Not only did we have this conversation on text, but then you and I had a private conversation about this.
Yeah.
And you called me about wanting to go. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to go. I'm like, you know, who are you going with anyway? And you just said, nah, you know, just some of my buddies. You know, like
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Basically, it was his 20-year reunion. He was taking people. That's right, what it seemed.
But the thing is that people who control the tickets didn't ask me who are you taking, and they didn't.
No, but
it
doesn't matter if you took them. What's the point? Is it we? I don't. We don't. Nobody cares that you took the Cappy Cast. It's just we're wondering why you're so shady about it, and not mentioning
it
that
was
you took
shady,
them.
Man.
Mace, hold on a second, Mace. Now, Mace, let's.
By the
say,
way, shady. I don't. Nobody told me about a third couple. This is the first
time. Oh, there you go. See? Shady.
Well, I got news for you. Mace, I got news for you.
Yeah.
When I tell Rachel that you and Juan are coming, she's going to be like, you didn't tell me that Mason and Juan were coming.
You didn't tell her we're going?
No. What do I have to tell her for?
What are you doing, Cap? Like, what?
What is the deal?
There's such chicanery here.
Always. Chicanery is a perfect word for it. Yes.
It's chicanery.
I don't know that.
It's chicanery.
That's a real old school word.
It really is.
I don't know what ploptic. George broke out a word just. Broke out a word. Indignant.
Wait, how did you say that, Cap? Pop the poptic?
The plop. It's like a sea creature that has 12 arms.
Okay, yeah. Definition of chicanery. Use of trickery to achieve a political, financial, or legal purpose.
Okay, then you didn't use it properly.
I think so.
I don't think. Where's the political?
Well,
it's trickery.
It's a synonym of like deception. So there is that.
I mean, there's no deception. I mean, it's like tomorrow when Mace and Juan are there, and I've got Rachel and my friends that are coming that I planned with.
Whoever the hell these people are.
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
Who are they?
I can't tell you.
Why?
Well, I can't. I just can't.
It's somebody from the Cappy Cast.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a backstory. I'm not gonna use names.
Okay.
But you meet people in the NBA all the time. Somebody's in town. Do you have somebody who, like, every time you meet them, they always, like, an hour before say they're gonna bring someone? Like an hour before. I'm like, no, you and me are meeting.
Right. See, I thought we were having a private dinner with Cappy and Rachel. And now I find out that this is some sort of convention you've got.
It's a ruse.
It is. Basically. It was a ruse.
It's like changing the rules of the game.
Cappy. You made it seem like it was going to be you guys and Rachel and Juan and
Mace.
Like a
double date.
Well, yeah, right. A double date.
Now, hold on a second. Now, I booked a room.
Whoa.
At Yamava.
As did I.
Okay.
So did
Mace.
But
really?
I got a two-bedroom suite because I knew I was bringing some friends. Because before there was Mace and Juan.
Oh, this is getting even weirder.
Why?
Your friends are staying in your room with you?
We have a two-bedroom suite. Why is that weird?
I guess it's not.
Your own room.
Yeah, I guess it's
Why
not
can't
weird.
They get their own room?
Yeah. Hella well, sus, Cappy. Hella
is that,
sus.
Is it? Yeah, is that really?
Hella sus.
Is that hella sus?
I don't want to join
you know
rooms.
What?
I don't want
it's not
bedroom
even just
suite.
Hella sus. It's hella sus with sussy sauce on the side.
Oh, my God. Now we're throwing sussy sauce on the top?
Side of sussy
sauce. On the side. On the side.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have it on the side.
You shouldn't go anymore, Mace.
No, I'm definitely.
He's committed.
I wouldn't go anymore. I'm seeing Leslie Jones. I want to see.
Yeah, Leslie Jones is great.
But yeah, because if you guys remember,
I'm not going anymore, Mace.
I wouldn't go.
Remember the origin.
I'm out.
But wait, the origin of this whole thing is this. Hey, we're having a great time. It's so great out there. Mace goes, I want to go. I'm like, hey, we're doing this thing on Saturday night. Leslie Jones, the Pine Steakhouse. We're gonna have a great time. You guys should come. Mace goes, great. We're coming. What's the problem? Where's the chicanery?
Well, I just didn't realize that. I thought it was like a get to know you. I've not met Rachel. I've met Rachel, but don't know her. And you haven't met Juan or know Juan.
And
so
now you're throwing in a buffer couple.
Yeah
it's a buffer couple.
Or are Mason and Juan the buffer couple?
Oh.
Or are me and Rachel the buffer couple?
No, I don't know. No. How could we be the buffer couple? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. You don't even know them, right? Yeah, that's true.
It's all very sussy.
They're staying in your room, so they're the buffer couple. Right.
They're with you guys.
Well, in any event, I'm going to eat a steak tomorrow night.
Yeah, me
understand
too. I haven't had a steak in a long time. When was the last time you had a steak?
Despite what your doctor said.
Despite what my doctor said, I have a new personal best in cholesterol, 210.
Hey.
Nice, congrats.
Which is a really good
is
number.
Is that good?
I don't think it's good.
Oh.
I think anything over 200 is high.
Really?
Yeah, it is high. It is high. Well, see. He said it's my new personal best.
But Mace, like I'm with you. I haven't had a steak in a long time. I'm gonna put down a steak tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a try there at the Pine Steakhouse.
You know and what, then, Cappy?
Wait, anything over 190 is very high. It says here.
Yeah, I know it's high. My guy is concerned. Yeah.
You know when I went down to San Diego with Dot at the time. You had a buffer couple with us, and I just realized that now. It was supposed to be the four of us, and then all of a sudden, two other couples came to dinner with us.
Do you always have a buffer couple?
And I'm trying to think who the buffer couples
Wait,
were.
That makes sense. When he invited Christian and I to down to Del Mar, all of a sudden, Amanda and Chris were invited, and then they were like, we didn't know you guys were
buffer
invited.
Buffer couple.
Oh, you were the buffer couple.
We were the buffer couple. Now I get it.
Cappy, do you always have a buffer couple?
I don't. Bergie, who was the buffer couple that I had with you?
You were two couples that were there.
Do you remember who they were?
One of them lived up, like you could see their house from the bar across the street.
Okay.
And then there was
right.
Yeah, and then there was another one too.
Yeah, but you guys don't understand. It's not buffer couples. I travel with an entourage. I mean, it's just the way it goes.
Oh!
He's got an entourage.
It's true. Yes,
to be honest, I don't actually mind sometimes when there's a buffer couple because sometimes you do run out of things to talk about. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm glad there's a buffer couple here.
I want to spend some quality time with Rachel.
You can. Feel free.
I really want to, and I hope she's not otherwise engaged with the buffer couple.
Does Rachel even know the buffer couple? Mason and Juan are coming?
Yeah, does she know we're going?
I don't know if she does or doesn't.
She does not.
Wow.
There's no chance she knows.
But does she listen to the station?
Probably not.
No?
She's probably got work to do.
This is given this whole... It's just a different spin now.
Just go to Leslie Jones and inbounds. Just go to Leslie and leave.
Yeah, go to Leslie and leave. No, I'm excited.
He's committed.
I'm still excited for it.
Committed to the project.
I'm committed to the project, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Mace, I see this as being a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be great. Yeah. I have no idea if these buffer people are fun, but I intend to have fun.
Well, I must be honest here and say that like we never really did talk like, hey, so our dinner reservation is at this time. Blah. I mean, to me, I was like, okay, well, Mace said him and Juan are coming. So I would love it if we would all have dinner together, you know. But I already knew that I had me, Rach, and a buffer couple.
So wait, were we the buffer couple? You had already invited the other people, and then we were invited.
Were you surprised when Mace and Juan said yes?
Yeah,
is it like one of those invitations?
Yes. Oh, yeah, you totally didn't think they'd
this is.
Mason doesn't commit to very much, so you were definitely taken aback
You're like, well, I guess it's okay if he comes because we got the buffer couple there.
Right, but when you talk about buffer couples, here's the thing. I'm a more the merrier kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
like
you
for
are.
Me, yeah. So for me, it wasn't like, hey, I got this guy coming, but then I got these guys coming. I was like, hey, the more the merrier. In fact, I'll just say it like this. Everybody's invited. I mean, We're going out there on Saturday afternoon.
Be careful, because you probably don't mean that. Like, not everyone's
invited. No,
actually,
Sunday, everybody's invited. Oh, right?
Everybody's
it's a
invited.
Viewing party on Sunday.
Oh,
and by
yeah.
the way,
yeah,
if, Sunday, you can, yeah. if you can book a room and if you can get tickets to Leslie Jones and if you can get a reservation at the Pine Steakhouse, everybody's invited. Do your own thing.
Okay. Got it.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
You know, it's kind of like when you go to Vegas and some celebrity's hosting a party at a club.
And you realize that the inner circle yes. you can't get anywhere
right.
close to.
Like, wait, I just paid $150 to go to this because LeBron is here, but LeBron's really not even here. And he's like behind some velvet ropes for yep. like 10 minutes. Yeah. LeBron is here somewhere for a little bit. I was in the same vicinity.
Mace, will we be behind velvet
is it
ropes?
Like that?
I don't. Cappy, this is kind of you and you invited us.
Now, Mace, are you prepared for tomorrow night? The pre-concert, what you're doing before the show? Have they talked to you
how
about
much
that?
Time is there between dinner and the show?
Well, I think Leslie's going to go on at about 8:30, but from what I was told, they wanted you and I to bring her on stage tomorrow night.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they want us. They actually said to me, if you and Mason can do like 5 to 10 minutes
what?
In between. And I'm like, me and Mason got that all day long. We
I
talk
can,
for a living.
Yeah, we can open for Leslie
I'm
Jones.
Like, if you give me and Mason microphones and you yep. say, hey, guys, just go out there for 10 minutes and just kind of loosen up the crowd.
And what do you think Leslie Jones would say?
He's trying to make you feel better.
Yes. Oh, sure. I'll open for Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that's exactly how it's going to happen.
And Leslie Jones is going to be like,
who the F are these mother bleepers?
Who are these? Right. Why did these people think they're funny?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm excited about it. And then yeah. Sunday, not Stepdad Leo's going to be there. He's a Niners fan. We're going to watch the Niners lose to the Eagles on Sunday afternoon. And that's open. Mm. That's open. Everybody's invited, right?
Oh, big time. I mean, yeah. the 909, four different restaurants, 32 different beers, 150 LED TVs. You can't miss the game from wherever you are. It's going to be an awesome day.
Now, you're getting a talent fee. Am I getting a talent fee?
Now, when you say a talent fee, where who's got the talent?
I suppose you have some sort of appearance fee. I don't think I'm getting one. I think I'm just a freebie. I'm a
really?
Throw-in.
You're
yeah.
a buffer.
Really?
I'm a
you're
throw-in.
A buffer. You're
I'm
a buffer. You're
a buffer. You're
a buffer
on
for
Sunday
too.
For sure. Yeah. Maybe yeah, not the buffer on Saturday, but.
Dang.
Wow.
Man, Mason just woke up and chose violence there.
No.
No. Wow.
Not at
shots.
All. Not at all. So, Oh, I wanted to do this. Yeah. I know Ireland is normally the guy that plays audio and all that stuff, but I
so it's going to be your turn.
Yeah, it's going to be my. I don't know if you heard that. Everybody remembers Julia McIntyre, who was the kid.
Ask the question of Russell. Westbrook.
Ask the question yes. of yeah. Russell Westbrook. So mm-hmm. we had her on the show today. She's
oh,
going.
Oh, you did. You and Ramona.
Yeah, she's going to do a big interview with me in Ireland in a couple of weeks. But
okay.
Ramona put her on the spot during our conversation today. Listen to this.
Can you ask Steve Mason a question right now, just having observed him in this 10-minute interview?
Yeah, how long have you been taking edibles for, Steve?
Yeah! She nailed it.
Wait,
she knew her subject matter very well.
But shouldn't she say things like, hi, Mr. Mason, you're so great on the radio, you're so awesome, the way you kind of do that thing where you know, play the sounds and bounce it down, bounce bow, you know, yeah. and then
well,
you switch
here,
subjects really
thing,
quickly.
Kat, we were having a regular conversation with her, and all of a sudden Momo says, ask Mason a question, and she'd been listening to the show, and I mentioned gummies, and she immediately came out with,
it's like, boom.
I thought yeah. she was going to ask, how long have you been doing this?
Yeah.
Where did you get
What's
your
start? What's
the
best way to get in the business?
Yeah, all that. Instead, it was just like, how long have you been taking edibles? I was like, this girl gets it.
Dude.
She gets it.
And she's so sincere in the way she asked
is.
That.
She's great. She's great.
So what are you going to do, man? Are you going to bring her in to 710? You going to get her an internship? You going to get her started in the business or
well,
what?
Well, she's going to come into the show, and she's mm-hmm. going to interview me in Ireland. What, Bergman, right?
February
she's
7th.
February 7th. She's coming okay. in. She's going to interview me okay. in Ireland. She's got mm-hmm. a lot of time to prepare for it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like one of those up-close and personal kinds of things. Nice. Maybe she'll make one of us cry.
Like Roy Firestone?
Like Roy Firestone.
Back in the
see
day.
That.
Yeah,
love Roy Firestone. All right, so Cappy, I'm excited for tomorrow night.
Me too.
Whoever
you don't
the hell
sound
you're
very excited
with you.
Anymore.
I didn't realize that
well, but listen,
we were just an add on.
This is the first time I'm ever going to really get a chance to meet Juan. You know.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it's not really if you don't want to. I mean, Mason does have a party every year.
No, this I am now a neutral observer, so I have seen how this is all unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was Cappy invited you, thinking that you would never come.
Right.
And then you said yes. And he's just, you know, rolling with it.
Is that what happened, Cappy?
No. What happened was I was taking my girlfriend and another couple, and the reason was because when you talk about a buffer couple, when it's Sunday and when there's games all day, yep, and Rachel's like, I'm bored, I don't want to watch these games, now I have her friends with her. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So see? You are the football fan couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
You're not the buffer couple. You're the one who will watch with him.
You get to enjoy football with Cappy on Sunday, and also, while you're at it, as an added bonus, you get to go see Leslie Jones.
That's
and spend
not
money
as insulting.
And,
that's better.
I'm going to make the most of it.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. I've not met Rachel. I don't think you've ever met Juan.
Have not met Juan.
Yeah.
You know, when I meet him, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
You're going to say he smells delicious.
That and George.
He's going to bring it in.
That's right. Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in, Juan.
All right.
I don't know what to say.
This is going to be... You should take video of this. We will. Can we have the social team follow you like a reality show?
You know what it is? We're on a Friday, and so Maze has me loose, okay?
Yeah.
And, like, all these things pop into my head.
Yeah, and you say
and I'm like, not on that last part there.
Right, right. Well, yep. Cappy, I will see you tomorrow night. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited to meet whoever the buffer couple is.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till Monday now.
Leslie Jones, and then Sunday, viewing party at Yamavan, 909 Sports Bar. Cappy's hosting, and I'll be there along with Not Stepdad Leo and my mom. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Shinano, Cappy, have a great show. Keep me entertained on my way home, okay?
We're going to do our best, Mace. I can tell you that right now.
All right. And me and Momo are back at 1 on Monday to wrap up championship weekend. 710 ESPN.